in your face. Possible Prince X there. Too Hot. You Are It In Your Face here at 3CR with James, and Possible Prince X joins us on the line. Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
I love that track. It's kind of industrial early 2000s sweaty dance party stuff.
Absolutely. It started life as an Alanis Morissette song in 1990, and I did a bit of an industrial remix of it. Oh, I'm losing my voice. Hang on, sorry. I'm just recovering from laryngitis, so you're the first person I've spoken to in a few weeks. So, yeah, it was a little bit industrial when I did it, and then we just went even further into that 2000s. It's got the industrial, a little bit Timbaland, a little bit Monifa. Like, we really just threw everything at the wall.
Wow, I mean, you're so diverse with your musical trends. I mean, you were a cabaret singer in another life. You did a lot of musical theatre, and then you released some tracks that were incredibly 90s, you know, disco-y. Did the great album Disco Shady, and now this, Too Hot, which is just so almost tribal.
Yeah, it does have that vibe, doesn't it? I think the 90s was such an exciting time to grow up because they really did have everything in the top 40. So I got exposed to everything. And then you had great artists like Mariah doing all these like hip hop remixes. And so you really got a taste of everything. And even when I was in the cabaret world, I was definitely still pushing into like rock shows and lasers and dance music. And I really like to mix it up.
Well, it's all just, you know, come together so beautifully for you. What have you been up to lately?
Oh my God, so many things. No one ever tells you when you start doing music that you're usually working about three projects ahead. So while this remix is just coming out, I've got two more ready to go. And then there's another three or four that I'm looking at getting done. I'm literally sitting in front of my computer right now looking at different remixes. And then I've got a covers EP, like an acoustic vibe that has been recorded, not yet produced, but that will happen soon. And then I've written the tracks for the third album.
My God, you are sitting on a gold mine.
That'd be nice.
How does that feel?
It's a mixture of exciting because, you know, you never get bored. By the time you're doing, you know, you might be sort of fed up with one project, you're already on to the next. So, for example, doing live shows, that's exciting and daunting. But by the time I've, you know, done it and I'm a little bit sort of tired, it's ready to go on to the next thing. So it's always creatively inspiring.
And I bet all these tracks sound really different once again. You're not sticking to one genre.
No, the next one's actually a collaboration with Seventh Heaven, who are sort of like the gay anthem DJs. And that is going into sort of an 80s Pet Shop Boys Doctor Who vibe, which I'm excited about.
Now, that's a coup. I mean, Seventh Heaven, I mean, just to have a DJ behind you.
Yeah.
Wow, that's going to sound amazing.
It is exciting to sort of, you know, reach out to these people. I had Bimbo Jones work on the last remixes. People that I, you know, I'd buy the CD single of my favourite artist and I'd see those names and listen to those remixes. And you just sort of reach out and see if they'll work with you. And 9 times out of 10, not only do they work with you, but they're so lovely and really excited about the work.
It's a great way to get your music into new audiences, isn't it? I mean, some of the artists that we have on the show work with DJs and it really just helps them to go whoosh, you know?
Oh, yeah. I think, like, collaborating with people, it can be a really sort of like a solo experience. You know, I'm not in a band. I am a solo artist, so everyone I work with I sort of seek out. And it's a really nice way to connect with other people, join forces, so to speak, and also when I've created something myself and, you know, my own songs that I've written, I have my idea of what I like. And so I put that out and it's really exciting to then hand that over to someone else and see what they come up with. And then you realize, oh, it wasn't just me that liked this. They've heard something in it that has inspired them to create something completely different. And you get to hear your song take on a whole other life. So it's really exciting.
You mentioned live performances before.
Yeah.
What's happening in that space?
I mean, nothing at the moment, just because the plate's full. But,
yeah. Yeah. You are. I just can't believe how much you've actually produced.
It is, yeah. Sometimes you have to stop and say, oh, I'm doing all right. but I'm always hoping to do something. It really just comes down to whether I can commit the time. But I'm also happy, you know, if anyone out there is listening and wants to, like, pop me in a little lineup, I'm not mad. But when I do my solo shows, I get the dancers along and I've always got lights and lasers and smoke machines and video screens. And so it's quite a production. So they can be few and far between, but hopefully worth it when they do come up.
And with so many, you know, releases pending, I mean, you've got artwork, you've got to get them on different platforms, you've got photo shoots. I mean, it just goes on and on and on, doesn't it? It's never ending.
It is never ending. The good thing is I'm a graphic designer, so I can do my own artwork, which saves me some money. And it's part of the excitement as I'm creating the song to think of, you know, what the visual is going to look like. But it is, you know, it's different parts of your brain. You have to sort of switch over. And then, you know, as you said, getting it out there and putting it on the platform, that's a whole other experience, learning the sort of the admin side of the music industry. That takes a long time to get your head around.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you find that your experiences as a cabaret singer, where you just had to get up every night and perform, that's actually helped you get the momentum to put all these different tracks and the album together and the collabs and all of that?
I think so. Definitely in the behind the scenes part of things, all of the stuff that people don't see, producing a show for, you know, a fringe festival is quite a lot of work. So once you've done that, you're pretty much bulletproof, especially if you've then had to do, you know, 2 weeks of performing every night and performing while sick and busy crowds and quiet crowds. You just sort of get to a point where you go, I'm just going to do the thing I love and I'll figure it out. You sort of learn on the job.
So with all of the releases that are about to happen, what's the one that jumps out to you the most?
Ooh, it's a hard one because I'm at different stages with all of them. So each remix, as you said, is so unique. It's always exciting to put them out and see how they'll get picked up, because different, sometimes one song will go really well on radio and then the next song goes really well on social media and then the next one will go, you know, into a bunch of playlists or something. For me, right now, I have just finished recording the vocals, thankfully before the laryngitis, for the Covers EP, which is a follow-up to one I did a couple of years ago called Killing of a Wild Heart, where I just get to sing. I don't have to worry so much about the writing of the song and all of that, because you've got, you know, different headspaces. So I'm looking forward to getting the production back on those when they're really nice and crisp. But probably the biggest one is the songs I've written for the third album, where, you know, that's from my heart. And I've been sitting on those for 2 or 3 years, some of them. So to get that happening will be really exciting.
Your vocals must have gone through the washing machine. I mean, you must have gone through the ringer, because you don't always sing in the same style. Did that contribute to the laryngitis, or was it just something else?
You know what? It may have, because I had a little bit of a cold, nothing bad. And so I kept talking as normal. And I think I just did a bit of a repetitive stress injury on my voice, because I had to do just a really rough demo for one of the songs. But it was an Anastasia track, so that might have contributed, because she does have a very big voice. And I found I needed some vocal rest after that one.
Yeah, absolutely. You really have been basically running a marathon vocally.
Yeah, it's funny because it is a muscle, you just have to keep going with it. So obviously you need to rest it, but I try to not sing for too long. So even last night, I haven't sung for a little bit, but I just did my warm-up just so you keep the voice nice and strong.
How do you warm it up?
I just do scales. What else do I do? It is mostly silly sounds that you don't ever want anyone else to hear, like really repetitive going up and down with different ways. You know, you do different shapes of the mouth and so on. And then I also usually pick a few songs that have a wide range. So something like The Prayer is a good one, because you're speaking another language, so you're not sort of thinking too much about what you're actually saying, because I don't really know what I'm saying. But it just everything up, and there's belts and there's quiet moments. So everyone's a little bit different, but that's how I have found best to warm myself up.
What about music videos? What's happening there?
I mean, I would love to do big, proper produced music videos. And actually, that is how I ended up doing remixes, because I basically had to choose, being a solo artist, you know, an independent artist. Unfortunately, the budget doesn't stretch to everything. So I have looked at music videos, and when that didn't work, because we were still in lockdown when I first looked at all of those, that's actually how I came across remixes, as another way to give the song some life. I might try to revisit it for the third album. For this one, I've mostly just stuck to lyric videos. Just because the production, it's like learning a whole other industry. It's huge. But it is definitely on my mind, and I would love to do it.
And what else has been happening in terms of the writing? I mean, you've got all these releases that are about to happen, but I imagine you're always writing.
Oh, yeah. So the third album, as I said, is pretty much written, and that kind of has a bit of a growing pains theme. but I'm noticing the last month or so, just ideas trickling out for the next one. So that'll be album 4. But you try to not get too ahead of yourself either, because otherwise you're dreaming of something that could be 5 or 6 years away. But there is always something coming, even if it's just a line, you know, one little thing pops into my head. I'll put a note in my phone to revisit that later. And I've got a file on my computer with a bunch of lyrics, even if they don't have tracks yet.
And the exciting thing is, once these collaborations come out, other artists are going to want to collaborate with you, and so it's just going to feed off each other, you know?
Well, that's the hope. And often, you know, some of these big remixes like 7th Heaven and Bimbo Jones and that have their own playlists and stuff. So you'll be added to that, and then you'll find other artists. And then, you know, collaborating with Mustafa on Too Hot was so exciting, because it's someone who's working in a completely different country, and so they've got totally different inspirations and can bring something completely new that I never would have come across in the streets of Melbourne.
Absolutely. And got to give a huge shout out to Mustapha Bissal. I mean, yeah. What a great collaboration that is. Tell us a bit more about them. Where are they from and all so, that?
They're from Turkey. He's in Istanbul, which is really fun because the first concert I ever saw was the Spice Girls live in Istanbul on Channel 10. So it feels like a full circle moment. And he was so collaborative in terms of, you know, I always let the remixes do what they do. I don't try to give them any inspiration other than the song itself. But once he came back to me with, you know, he had that sort of industrial Timbaland sound going on, and then I was able to say, oh, this, like, let's make the second chorus lower octave, you know, let's go really deep on it and make it feel like we're in a dirty underground warehouse rave. And so he was really responsive to taking on my ideas, and I think that allowed him to feel really free, but still allow me to sort of put a little salt and pepper on it.
Wow, and the mind boggles at what venues in Istanbul may have inspired the remix.
Exactly.
Fantastic. Possible Prince X, Love Too Hot. Great collaboration with Mustapha Bissal. Thanks heaps for joining us. Going to play another track of yours, completely Ooh. Different genre. This is EXO Baby. Thanks heaps for joining us today on 3CR.
Thank you so much.
Would like to thank Thorn Harbour Health for their sponsorship of this program. Thorn Harbour Health envisions a future where our LGBTIQ+ communities and people living with HIV, are healthy and live safely with dignity and well-being. To find out more, search for Thorn Harbour Health online.